Welcome back. This is another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Big Marcus, aka Tank. And I'll let my co-host introduce herself.
I don't get offended by co-hosts. You don't have to look at me like, yeah, she's gonna get mad.
Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, this is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. This week we will be answering, what are these, Twitter questions or just questions?
Questions that we got on YouTube, but tell them where they can find the podcast.
You can find the podcast on...
See, there's
oh, you're talking about on the YouTube, you can find it on thatchickangel.tv.
No dot.
thatchickangel.tv.
There we go.
We put a video up of the podcast, and you can also find it on, is it SoundCloud?
Uh-huh.
And
iTunes. Sometimes I got to quiz you, see, because I be taking on the brunt of the work. He got to know where we at. Yeah. But yeah, like you said, we're about to answer some questions. Why are you looking at me like a...
Push so I can see what's going on.
All right. So
all the technical terms. Just put mash the button.
Mash play so I know where we're going. So we got some really good questions on here. The first question we're going to answer is from, and real quick, we might not get to all of the questions on this video, depending on how long this goes. So if it goes over, we'll do for it the following week. We'll answer more of the questions that we didn't get to. So the first question is from Missy Lee. She says, what things in a relationship need to be kept separate and private from one another? Not secretive, but just something of your own. Growing up with technology and social media, I think a lot of people feel they need to have their partner's passwords for everything and be able to check things whenever they want. I know a lot of people in relationships that get into arguments over this. I don't know if I fully think that this is a good thing or a bad thing. Just want to know you guys' opinion.
In my opinion, I mean, she has all my passwords. I ain't got nothing to hide.
I know two of your passwords, but I don't know your password to Facebook. But I know I could get it if I wanted it.
It's just like...
The same as one of the other ones?
You know, if there's something that I'm truly trying to protect, like my phone, you know those passwords, my phone and my tablet.
Right, exactly.
But if it's something easy... You already know what that password is.
Exactly.
And you know how to put it in.
Yeah. I actually want to give you a sheet of...
Yeah, because I know the password, and I still can't spell the damn thing. I'm like, what is it?
Oh, excuse me for
But, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
For one, I think it's important. I mean, she can have my phone anytime she wants, but... I don't know why I still have a problem with her looking through my phone. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, she'd be like, let me use your phone. Like, why you gotta use my phone?
Yeah. And I hate that you won't answer my phone if somebody calls. Because
that's your phone. Her phone will be ringing. I'll just be looking at it.
He just looks at it and lets the phone
ring. Does my phone ring? Yeah, it's your mama.
I think that
that's your phone.
If he's in the shower and his phone rings, I will pick it up. I'll be like, hello.
No, you'd be like, who is this?
No, I got
work stuff coming in, so you don't always answer my phone. If you know who it is, you answer. But if it's just a number, you don't be answering.
It depends on what day. Some days, if it's like a weekend, I don't care if I don't know the number. If it's ringing, I'll pick it up because it's a weekend and I'm not about to answer it all. Hood.
You don't know no other way to be.
Shut
anyway,
up.
But I think it's important to have passwords if you like in a real relationship.
Well, because
if
also,
something happens to
yes,
somebody,
exactly, that's the
you
big
don't
thing.
Know how to get to any of their information. It's like, you know, passwords be bank stuff, any of that stuff. You need to know how to get to that.
Like our friend who passed away last year. I was his personal assistant for a while, so I set up most of his accounts and his passwords. So when his parents had to get into his stuff, thank God I knew all that.
Yeah, except for one. It just happened to be...
But it happened to be the same code he used to get into our house because he had a security code.
And that was by luck. It was just like, what was this code to get in the house? I got on my computer. I was like, well, here it is.
And it ended up working for his bank account. But so that made me think of, that's the reason why I sometimes just want to type up every single password because it's always like a slight difference. Some passwords you got to have a special character or something has to be caps lock.
And if you're anything like me, a lot of my stuff, it's automatic on my devices.
Right.
So once you get into my device, so I don't have to remember because I got passwords at work I got to remember. So it's just a lot.
So, I mean, that might not be great for getting hacked because then everybody can get into your stuff. But as far as in a relationship, I think.
Yeah, but stuff at work, I don't be caring. I'm like, that's y'all's problem if somebody hacked my stuff.
But yeah, as far as in a relationship, I think you should definitely have access.
If there's something uncomfortable there, just coming from a dude, just coming from a man, like if there's something that he don't want you to see, it's because he don't want you to see it. Don't hate me, fellas, but.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's truly reason. Trying
to, yeah, there's a reason behind it. It ain't just like, oh no, this is mad white guy, look through it. It's probably maybe something simple. Maybe his boys be sending him pictures from all, like, you never know. Like,
that happened. There was a picture of something disgusting on your phone. And I'm
sure,
like,
it was. My boy, they don't, they, yeah.
And you remember I approached you, I was like, we need to talk. And you were just like, oh.
I know, I was like, what the hell done happened?
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is actually from a friend of ours. Madison, who also has a YouTube channel, so y'all should check her out at Madison Chase.
Madison, what you done ask that you don't know?
No, it's great, because, you know, Madison is all about abstinence and abstaining from
sex. Oh, yeah, poor thing.
So, her question was, do you think heartbreak is different for men and women based on the hormones that are released during sex and how it I think there was a little mistype, oxytocin is the bonding hormone that is released for women, and for men, dopamine is released, which causes them to want more. She was, she just thought it would be interesting if we responded about heartbreak.
How you gonna go scientist on us and not know the answers to the question, Madison?
Well, you know what? I think
you know I'm gonna clown Madison. I don't think it's different. I think heartbreak would work the same either way. I know women are quicker to get emotionally attached than men.
Yeah,
and men are probably a little quicker to get over it than women, but. In the moment, I imagine it's probably just the same.
Well, I think men get over women quicker because I think they go back to having sex with other people
quicker. Yeah, women
are
just so
I'm going to tell you
beautiful.
What. I just... this is not the best advice to give as a Christian woman, but I'm going to tell you, I know it to be true. The best way to get over a man is to get under one.
a new one?
Yes. And
slut. That's just how men work. It's like, if you that heartbroken, it's like, let me run to the club.
I mean...
Hey, Felicia.
It's the worst thing. I mean, as a Christian woman, I have given that advice. I should.
All right. Just to save face, since you all sanctified.
No.
Your attention needs to be drawn towards something different.
No, that's not what
it could always be another.
That's
man.
Not what I mean.
Oh.
That is not what I mean.
But what
at
if
all.
Somebody like somebody that's absent, that's not having sex?
I'd be like,
goes through heartbreak.
We need to get you into some activities to get your mind off of it.
And that may be another man. It's like.
Right, but no, I honestly think that severs it so quickly. It severs the heartbreak. Like, it makes that pain go by so much faster. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You are the last man I have ever been with.
You say.
There's been no interruptions.
Sneaky ass heifers.
I ain't sneaky. But I think, yeah, like Marcus said, guys get over it quicker because they choose to move on. Like, they're not about to sit in.
Yeah, they ain't going to sit around eating ice cream, hugging a teddy bear,
yeah,
crying.
Like, women will sit and listen to music that mimics how they feel.
Yeah, then they homegirls come over and cry with them, where dudes would just be like, hey, man, come on. I know this one chick. You be all right. Let's roll out.
So, I think if women approached heartbreak like men do, I think their heartbreak would not last nearly as long as it does, and they would get over it quicker.
That's the advice I give all of my at home girls and my little cousins. I'm like, be like men when it comes to dating. Use them.
Use the men.
Get all the free gifts and movies you can.
Use them. Okay, so our next question, it's actually a topic idea, and if it again goes too long, then we'll turn it into a whole episode for another one. But this is from Fully Shimmer. And she asks, what is the most epic or embarrassing memories of some of the events you have thrown? My birthday, I think about 4 years ago, we threw an adult field day. Now, out here in California, they don't have field day, at least not to my knowledge. Field day in Kentucky is just a day where you're doing a bunch of competitive activities. So you're doing games like balance the egg on the spoon or pop the balloon, like relay races and things like that. So I haven't done that since middle school, I think, is the last time you do it. So yeah. We did it here.
That's the only time you do
it. Yeah, elementary and middle. So we did it here with our adult friends at a park. We had we had referees. We had set games. We had a lot of alcohol. We had teams. We had the red team and the blue team. Everybody had either headbands or wristbands.
Yeah.
It was great. And it was over 20 people competing.
There was a lot of people out there.
It was a good time. And then the, like, the last battle was kickball, and we've done this this kick day twice. Field day twice. And the second time, my poor husband was so under the influence.
No, the first time.
Was it the first time that you epically failed?
I showed up drunk. Like, I was at the house cooking all the food. And it was a lot of work because it's like her birthday's in July, the beginning of July. So it was blazing hot.
Yeah.
I was in the backyard cooking the food. I didn't have no shirt on. I had my beer, my cognac, throwing back drinks. And by the time I get out and everybody's there, I'm already drunk. I start drinking again. So we start playing kickball and everybody's like, oh, I'm talking noise because I know for a fact that I can't do nothing right now. So I'm talking mad noise, like, oh, it's on. We're going to run this kickball.
Horrible.
It looked like people were kicking five balls at me. I didn't know what to do.
It was awful.
I was kicking. They were rolling to me. I couldn't kick the ball. It was horrible. And everybody's like, who was that? Denoa was like, why were you talking so much? No, I was like, I knew I was going to fail. Like,
it was awful. He did a horrible
but
job.
But everybody sucked. Like, but I was like epically horrible.
Yeah. That was so.
That wasn't embarrassing. That was epic. Like, for me.
But you know what? All of my birthdays are typically epic.
She plans them. Because she's like, I'll get her something. But I'm like, no, you plan your birthday. Because if I plan it, you're going to be so disappointed. Like when we sitting here playing spades. Rummy and Tonk.
Eat chips. I'd be ready to beat him down.
Eating these sour cream and onion chips. You want some more?
Like for my 30th, I got a party bus. It was more like a senior citizens bus that they put a stripper pole in. And we went and took a pole dancing class.
I know the neighbors this bus pulled up and everybody got out with their asses hanging out. If the ass wasn't hanging out, they had on like leggings so tight they were see-through, like, and it was like 20 of them that pulled out of like the bus pulled up and they all just was getting out. I was like, get y'all's asses in the backyard.
We had a great
time. Dropping the value of the house. Like, I know all the neighbors was like, what is going on over there? That was a fun one. We wasn't even there. That was a fun one.
It was because we had a party here at the house after we took the class. It was great.
I was about to run up on dude. You know, you got a bunch of people over, and then friends start inviting friends that they don't know.
Yeah.
I almost had to hand this dude a bullet.
Never a bullet.
Yeah,
you're
like, take that with you.
Here, you have
that. The rest of them will be following.
We have some. We do have some epic events. Definitely.
Yeah, nothing embarrassing, though. I mean, you might consider the kickball thing embarrassing. I didn't. I thought it was hilarious.
No, I don't think we've had any embarrassing.
But we do have some epic. Well, she likes to host. I like to cook for large numbers of people.
Okay, you know what? The one embarrassing is when we used to live in the apartment and you burnt all that chicken.
I was drinking. No, it didn't. It burned in the oven after I cooked it.
Oh, I don't know where it burned.
Yeah, no, I cooked like a whole bunch of food. I had the meat, and I was like, I'll wrap up the chicken in aluminum foil and put it in the oven because I was cooking it early. So it would stay warm. By the time everybody got there and started eating it, that chicken was...
It was so crisp.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to the next question. This is from Tiffany Mick. She says, I think you two would be great at relationship advice. Well, thank you. Angel's sensitive yet practical side. Marcus is the average guy, uncensored. Two people I'd like to take advice from. So she wants to know relationship red flags, tips on how to have patience with certain things or signs that he's not serious about you or is serious about you. Because she says there's a lot of players out there.
Yeah.
Red flags. I think let's do it. I think that's a good one. What are some red flags? I can tell you now, if you've been dating him for, let's say, maybe a month, and he hasn't introduced you to any of his friends or family, if family lives in town, red flag.
If he only talks to you certain times a day, red flag. This is if you trying to get serious, mm-hmm. and you don't know if he's getting serious, guys are real easy to figure out.
Yeah. Or if he distanced himself from you when you all are at functions together. Say y'all didn't go to the function with each other, but you all are at a function, and he's kind of not, like, trying to, so I don't want to say claim you, but show that there is an actual, like, something relationship, and he's just trying to distance himself. That's another red flag, because he wants to still appear single to the other women that are there.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want you all up in his space. So that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
That he's not into you.
See, I'm married now. I don't be caring. I tell all the game.
You like before you went
in. Oh, yeah. I was like,
Oh, no, so yeah, tell her what you used to do then.
I can't do all that. But, Now, phones are always a dead giveaway.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, if he's talking up. I mean, if y'all are serious is one thing, but if y'all still kind of dating and talking, that's something completely different. But a lot of unanswered phone calls. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know, they try, oh, I'm giving all my attention to you. That's a player line. Yeah, that's the shit I say. Y'all, no, I'm ignoring my phone. It's all about you right now. Yeah. Nah, that was Deborah calling.
He's so stupid. I also think, I know we're in the age of social media. So me and him started dating before social media was like, I think there was like, there's Black Planet. AOL, MySpace was around, yeah. But social media wasn't.
I was Slim 7D7.
He's really excited about that.
I'm going to bring Black Planet back.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So we, when social media was going on when we were dating, it wasn't like as a part of people's everyday lives the way social media is now. But even with that, if he's not willing to have an actual phone conversation with you, or at least have face-to-face time with you where y'all are not, you know, being intimate, I think that's a red flag. Like, okay, sometimes you do have text conversations because texting is easy, but if you can't have an actual phone conversation or a face-to-face conversation, oh, okay. I feel like
what
that's...
What are you saying?
Because, you know...
Yeah, no, that makes sense now.
Because out here, like my niece say, oh, yeah, he just snapped me. Meaning, you know, Snapchat, or he just, and I'm
well,
like,
that's a bit of a, that's like a maturity thing.
Well,
like,
no, and it's not a relation, that person she wasn't in a relationship with, but I'm saying if that's the only way y'all are communicating, I personally would feel like that's a red flag, because if it's something that you want to be serious in, eventually that stuff is not even important.
Yeah, because I see people grown like our age, and they'll be like, I can't believe he put single on his status. I'm like, if Angel put single on her Facebook status, I would give two shits. I do not care.
Well, no, I think that's a little different. That's just...
That's what I was saying, like, with the whole maturity thing. Like, people put a lot of power into social media.
Yes, I do.
But, like,
think
once
that.
You start getting serious and you, like, that's now not a part of you all's relationship. It's just, like, you know, especially it's still the thing with people. It's, like... They post a picture together, like a selfie together. It's like, it's official, and everybody, they get like 500,000 likes. I'm like, are y'all serious?
Well, that's how people share their lives with other people now. But I still feel like if you don't have the base part right,
yeah,
this part, it's a red flag. Like, it doesn't matter how many selfies or ussies you take together. It doesn't matter if you change your relationship status or not. If this part isn't right, where y'all can have an actual conversation, then... either he doesn't really like you, or y'all's relationship is more than likely doomed to begin with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a red flag. Is there any other red flags?
If you give me concerns, I can tell you whether it's a red flag or not. I just can't sit here and name them off. Everybody's different. Guys do different things.
Yeah.
Women do different things.
I just feel like, yeah, you need to be reaching out to
me. If it's a nighttime relationship.
Yeah,
if ain't no daytime, it's always, you know, serious. Dinners and movies. He ain't serious.
I feel like if he's into you, if he's really into you and this is a new relationship, he should be calling you just about every day or reaching out to you every day. Even if it's not like a long phone conversation or anything, a text message that says, how are you doing or something. If he's even remotely serious about you, unless he has a career that does not allow him to be by his phone ever. If he's really serious in the beginning, he should be reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Like, you agree?
Yeah. No, too many careers unless he's a damn astronaut or something.
Right. Because I feel like in the beginning, Mark
even
is,
then, I think you can do...
you can figure out something.
Yeah.
Obviously, Marcus and I, we did long distance for a long time. But in the beginning, we were communicating every single day. And I knew that, okay, I'm on this man's mind. He might be dating some other people while I'm out here.
Like, shut up. What you doing?
So, yeah.
Lady
67 says, here's another topic.
67. It was a 67.
Oh, hush about cars. What would you do if either of your sons told you they were gay or you felt they may be as they got older? Angel and Tank, please answer this on your show. So, first off, regardless of what sexual orientation any of our sons identified with, we're going to love our children regardless.
Yeah, that's a given. I think any parent, you got few and far between people that evil to not love their kids or disown them just because of the sexual orientation.
I think most of those people are really old now. They're not, you know.
They're going to die soon.
They're not in our generation.
Yeah.
But with that said, depending on the age that they told us, if this was like something that one of my sons told me at a really young age, I would be very confused on why they were even trying to figure that out, because I feel like as a society, we try to sexualize children too early and they start thinking about things like that way too early. So I would probably be more concerned with that. But I will say, if one of our children either came out to us or was trying to come out to us, or if we thought that that might be what was happening, honestly, we would probably be very awkward and uncomfortable, in the sense that we didn't grow up around anyone who was openly gay, especially not in our close-knit family or in our close circle of friends. Now, granted, there are probably people that I went to school with that if I were to like look in my high school or middle school yearbook that I would now see are gay or are now out of the closet, but it wasn't something that we really grew up around. Would you say?
Yeah, no, we didn't grow up around it. I mean, we had, you know, people that definitely used like, always like, but then they were older. Yeah. Now that we have kids and we have people that have kids, we got to, you know, like, what about little Jamal? I don't know. He seems a little...
Where is he?
That's interesting. He's got an interesting point of view on things.
So I think now, because of the way society has turned, people are identifying with their sexuality a lot younger in life. So yeah, like in this day and age, when we went back to Kentucky, we definitely saw a lot of teenagers who were definitely openly gay, whether it be, you know, black females who did more of a stud appearance where you had to question if you were seeing you knew it was a girl, but it was a girl dressed like a boy, or you saw boys that were very gender fluid. And so they dressed and moved more like a girl than they did a boy.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't it, because...
Yeah, he's like,
I would offend everybody watching if I was to word it. Not to be offensive, but
it would have been offensive.
Yeah, like you said, somebody said, I'm blunt and to the point.
What I love about our religion is that we get to have a personal relationship with God. So as they grow up and develop a stronger relationship with God, that's because God makes everyone. So I would want them to feel comfortable enough to, in their faith walk, to be able to have their own discoveries with God. But I would not change the scripture for them to either make them feel better or make them feel worse. Because I feel like people do both ways. There are parents that'll use scripture to try to make their kids feel bad because they identify as homosexual. Or I feel like there are parents that will try to change the scripture to make their kids feel better about it. So that's one thing I would be adamantly against, is that I'm not about to use the scripture to manipulate my child in one way or the other if they identify with being gay. That's my only like specific thing. Dolly Mathis asks, please talk about how music has changed. It used to be a time when music was important part of setting the mood. I feel like guys confessed their love more, or how they had a crush on a lady in their music in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Oh, and she says she enjoys the podcast. Thank you, Dolly.
Yeah. Thank you, Dolly. Music, in my opinion, like just in my own personal opinion, about 70% of it this day and age sucks. It's horrible. It's subpar in relation to where it came from. That's just my opinion.
What about it?
70% that I hear.
What about it sucks?
It's the creativity factor is not there. It's not there in a lot of music nowadays, in the stuff that I'm hearing. More so, I mean, R&B, it's not the same thing. If you think about the older music, back when there were live instruments, there were real instruments, these groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire, somebody brought up a good point to where they haven't made an album in 30 years and they still sell out concerts. I can't think of anybody that'll be able to do that this day and age right now, 30 years from now.
Yeah.
And it's like that type of music is like they put their heart and soul into it. Back then, people weren't focused. It's money driven now. Back in the day, they did it for the love of the music. You look at Bootsy Collins, you watch some of his things. He loved music. Jimi Hendrix, they loved music. They did it for music and music only. and the fortune and fame just happened to come along with it. I am talking about a day and age where, I can't say drugs are more popular, but I was saying more popular then.
Oh yeah,
this is popular now. But that, and that's the thing, is like now it's, you know, it's driven by the industry, the music is, instead of by the people and the artists. So it's a money hungry game, and I think now they can come out because everything is, the creativity is dropping, so people expect a lower standard and they are okay with it. Now, like, I'm a hip hop head, I like old school, I love all music. If it's good, I can listen to it. Especially hip hop is, it's sad right now. It's horrible. Back in the day, I could sit down, explain a couple of bars to you and get you to understand it, because it's rap, it's rhythm and poetry. That's what rap stands for. And it's like, it made sense. You know, it was deep what the guy was saying, the creative way he was saying it. And now, I was writing the other day, I pull up, this girl pulls up beside me, and it's a song, the dude was literally saying blase over and over. Yeah, and I brought it up to a group of people, and they all start singing it. And I'm like, what is this? This is crap. I was sitting there listening, and she was just going.
Blase, blase.
And I was like, what the hell? Like, I was just like, all right, it's just, so just in relation to now from the music then, yeah, music this day and age, like I said, there are a few artists, a few songs, a few groups that I still like, I still love. And there's a lot of underground people. There's a lot of people that are still making their way up or still doing their thing and not looking to blow up. And I do find that music every now and then, but they are hard to find. Because you got all these other artists, the more popular ones, saturating the industry with their crap that they're with now. So, like I said, I do discover people that I like, but that's my opinion on the music right now. It's really hard to find, in my opinion, good music. But when you do find it, stick with it.
My opinion is the music is not being made for us. We're no longer in the generation that music is being made for. So as much as I might not like a lot, like, I do not like The Weeknd at all. I don't like his voice at all. I don't understand.
I don't even know who Weeknd is. There's a massive painting in one of our buildings, and I walk in, it's like an artist drew it, and I look up, I was like, oh, it's Basquiat. And everybody's like, you know who it is? I'm like, yeah, it's Basquiat. And then everybody else is like, we all thought it was The Weeknd. I'm like, what the hell's The Weeknd? Like, that's how in tune I am with music right now. So just from my opinion, when I stated all that, that's where I'm at. Like, apparently this guy's popular. I don't know who he is.
He's very, you've heard a lot of his, you have heard a lot of
I'm
his
sure
song.
I have.
Then I realized, you know, is a lot of these songs that I'm just like, what is this? I'm realizing they're not talking to me. They're talking to my nieces.
They're talking to purple elephants they see.
Yeah, they're doing drugs. Hell, the artists that we liked back in the day were doing drugs too. So that's not any different. That's something, music and drugs have gone hand in hand for a long time. I just think we're no longer in the demographic in which, and so the demographic that they're talking to is a demographic that, you know, loves to send 15 second videos to each other.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's temporary. So much of it is temporary. You look now, artists, The Weeknd, I ain't gonna say it until I hear who it is and exactly what it is, but you got so many artists nowadays, they last 3 years and that's it.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, three maybe 4 years and they fall off the map. And they are nowhere to be found, because
it is harder to make an imprint now. Yeah. You make a big splash, but you don't leave an imprint.
Well,
their
producers don't care. Their managers don't care. They just make a dollar off of them because that individual doesn't particularly have their love for the music.
So, I mean, I still think there's definitely some good music in. I feel like if you're speaking to someone, even if I don't like it, it's good music to someone. It's just most of the stuff that's being made. There's some trap music that I like just because I'm a little bit of a hood rat.
Little.
But for the most part, yeah, just a little. But for the most part, I don't know all the new songs. The radio depresses me a lot of the time. But my son knows the songs. Oh, Lord, he does. The school bus used to be where he used to learn songs, but the bus driver don't let him anymore. All right, so those are all the questions we are going to answer in today's episode. I know we had a couple that we didn't get to, but we hope that this was a fun episode for you all to hear the topics that you all wanted to hear. Please keep the questions coming. Keep the conversation going. If you have any other questions, you can either leave them underneath this video if you're watching on YouTube, or
AKA the People's Champ.
Why did you just throw that in
there? That's
right
when I died. You never know. Go ahead.
No, I need to know because I edit this. I need to know. Or you can, if you want a quicker response, you can tweet me at Angel the Actress. Also, again, please follow both, follow this podcast. You can either follow it on SoundCloud or iTunes. Thank you all so much. Please give it a thumbs up. We appreciate it. And you can follow Marcus on Periscope at Big Marcus, which is 2782. Yeah. And me on Snapchat.
I'm on Periscope as soon as I get out here.
No, people are whatever.
I got people on another country.
Yeah, they sleep too.
No, they ain't.
All right, guys, we will talk to you all next Wednesday. Please be blessed. We love you, baby.